Brain research has little to say about genius that is very convincing. Statistically, we know that geniuses are rare and unpredictable. They are predominantly born in ordinary families, and their own offspring are rarely of exceptional intelligence. Under autopsy, the cerebral cortex of geniuses is only rarely found to be exceptional. In our new model, genius would be defined as something non-physical, the ability to activate unmanifest levels of the mind much more efficiently than usual. This clarity may be narrow, however. Geniuses can be plagued by the same mental obstacles as the rest of us. Only they have achieved one or more open channels back to the mind field. Mozart, for example, had difficulty managing the simplest financial affairs, but could compose freely from the age of 4. You can only access the mind field at your own comfort level. If you're a civil engineer and suddenly begin to receive musical inspiration on the order of Mozart, your personal world would be thrown into chaos. Somehow, genius, and in rare instances, disease, produces wonders of art by opening the brain to regions of awareness unknown in normal life. Child prodigies are at the extreme end of genius. All our current models of the brain indicate that it is unformed at birth and needs experience to mature. The experience flowing in from the outer environment shapes the hardwiring of the cerebral cortex. Neurons need to interact with all kinds of stimuli before they can form the infinitely ordered, flexible, and efficient network of a mature brain. According to this model, it should be impossible for the Russian pianist Evgeny Kissin, the famous musical prodigy, to have displayed musical ability almost at birth. A gene alone can't coordinate all the incredible gifts of a child prodigy. It takes a trained mind to decisively develop one ability out of raw experience. And that is where the unmanifest domain helps us, because a prodigy doesn't come out of nowhere. He is formed by invisible intelligence that has somehow decided to speed up the learning process far beyond the normal pace. Somehow or other, they unerringly find their gift. Mind shapes brain, not the other way around. The intelligence that courses through you is turning you into what you are going to be. Prodigies are not the most inexplicable sort of genius, however. That honor belongs to idiot savants, people with severe mental defects who exhibit extraordinary abilities at the same time. Usually a single clear channel has been opened to a deep level of the mind field, but with corresponding weaknesses in other areas. A savant may be able to instantly multiply long numbers or calculate square roots beyond the ability of mainframe computers. At the same time, however, such a person may not be able to learn simple reading skills. Researchers have been able to pinpoint certain brain anomalies, especially left hemisphere damage, which causes the right hemisphere to compensate with extraordinary abilities. Yet, does this fully account for such a bizarre mixture of genius and mental deficiency? There is no known mechanism by which a deficient brain that cannot organize simple reasoning abilities should suddenly develop supernormal ones. Instead, we might speculate that some impulse has led the idiot savant to cross certain frontiers far ahead of normal minds, while at the same time not paying attention to basic necessities. Such wide disparities are examples of imbalance, not just on the material level, but on the level where one's inner life gets organized. Our own lives obey the same principle. It is common for anyone to have mastered one aspect of life, such as earning money, while being very poor at another, such as maintaining a loving relationship. In all cases of imbalance, events will be organized to bring the weak parts into focus, even though it is still our own choice whether or not to follow where nature wants to lead us. Genius is like a window into infinite possibilities. Who were you before you were you? The possibility of an afterlife is widely argued in the West, but the existence of a before life is just as likely. If you believe only in an afterlife, you are restricted to a very limited dualistic view of time. There is only here and after. But if life is continuous, if the soul never stops making its journey, a completely different worldview opens up. People who spend time with geniuses and prodigies often find them unearthly, somehow preternatural, as if a very old soul has been confined to a new body and brings in experience far beyond what that body could have known. It is easy to credit that some kind of former life is casting its influence on the present. The unmanifest domain allows us to see this issue a different way. We can frame the notion of former lives as one of awareness. It would seem that the mind isn't limited by experience. All of us have had moments when we know much more than we should. There is much evidence that the mind is not confined by time and space.